Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go. It's Brooke.
And Danielle. Hello, hello. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day.
A wonderful day in this very strange time. But we already have talked about it, so we want to keep it really positive over here. Get your mind off things if we can. That's the best way to phrase it, right?
Yes, totally. We got all of our sorrows and sombers and worries and all that out in last week's episode, if you ever so desire to listen to it. However, starting now, we're going to bring some positivity to you guys, because I think both Brooke and I are finally starting to see some more light in this. At least for me, last week, it was tough, and I've gotten a lot more peace with everything, and we have some tips for you guys, and we're just so excited to, you know, take your mind off things for a little bit.
Definitely, and see the light in this situation, like what you said. How's your week, though, Danielle? You had a little bit of, like, you were bopping around.
Bopping around my house.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess last week I was in Athens grabbing my stuff because I needed my podcast mic. And now I'm back home and I'm home to stay. And I'm definitely very thankful I live in sunny Florida. It's been absolutely beautiful. My skin is burnt. I've been just laying out and just trying to enjoy as much as possible. But it's been good. I've started a room clean out today and it's been really fun. Spring cleaning. What about you?
Yeah, you're doing way more than me. I will say, okay, I think that the weather affects your, like, motivation.
100%.
Yeah, and it hasn't been, and it's actually been sunny, but it's been, like, in my opinion, on the colder end of things. I feel like, you know, in the 40s, maybe? I don't know. There's been a day, there was, like, the one day in there that it was in the 60s that I, you know, went out and took a walk and stuff, because we are still allowed to go for walks, but that's I think that's, like, different state by state. I don't even know what's going on with that right now.
I saw there's like 5 states that you can like New York, New Jersey, a couple others that like you have to stay home, but you can go for walks, you know, while keeping distance from others, like exercise outside is what they said you could do.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've been trying to, and it's nicer days, but it's definitely different when it's cold and it makes you not want to go outside. I've been like in a real slump, just being completely open about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really hitting me hard. I think after I've been home now for a week and a half, I guess, and it's just starting to get to the, like, that breaking point. I love my family so much. I know that they're listening to this, but like, you know how it is, like, sometimes, especially, they're literally the only 3 people I've seen now for a week and a half: my brother, my mom, and my dad. So it's just, it's kind of like a lot, and I think a lot of people are probably struggling with that right now. So it's not always the easiest, but we're pushing through, and I'm trying to stay productive. You're honestly my inspiration for like cleaning and like doing I don't know.
I had that slump though. I think mine hit a little bit before yours, because I like came, I don't know what happened. I was not in a good mood last week. Like, oof, not, I was like, everyone was just like, where's Smiley Danny? That's what Ryan kept saying. Where's Smiley Danny? I'm like, you know, Smiley Danny ain't here right now. And then she's back. But I always tell people, it's so important to feel your emotions. Like, it's okay, like, to push them off sometimes, like, if you really need to, but it's so important to just, like, feel your feelings. And I find if I feel like crying, like, just do it, get it over with, because
I like
you
that,
have that,
yeah,
like, that lump in your throat, and it's just, like, the worst feeling. You know what I'm talking about? Not that you feel like crying right now, but, like, just, like, whatever you're feeling,
completely,
like, work on it.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I had a breakdown, and then I called a friend, and FaceTime really does help. I mean, I am not the biggest FaceTimer, but it really does, especially when you're not hopefully you're not isolated alone. I really am thinking of you guys, if you are, because if I was in Boston right now, that's where I would be. I've just been home on Long Island with my family, but still, it's, you know, it's the same few faces every day. There's some sirens going off outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
I can't really hear them.
Oh, well, background noise. Anyways, hope everybody's okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, focusing on who you're surrounding yourself with and everything. And it's hard because you're probably out of control at this point. It's not like you could just pick up and be like, JK, I decided to quarantine somewhere else. Like, at this point, you're kind of stuck where you're stuck. So calling a friend does help, and feeling your feelings. I like that. I did have like a little emotional moment, not because I'm not, honestly, I'm so blessed to have the work I do. And like, we're so lucky. We don't have to worry about being unemployed. You know, so many people are truly out of work right now or whatever it may be. So thankful for that. But at the same time, you're allowed to feel your feelings and feel sad. And that's how I feel. I feel completely unmotivated. And I was looking forward to doing a lot. You know, I'm realizing that, and it's as little as it is, like, I'm probably not going to have much of a birthday celebration this year at this point, because it's probably going to continue, which is fun. I know, like, it's little things, but
we're Zooming. We're going to all do a group FaceTime or something for your birthday. And
okay.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm so down. We could all have our glasses of our seltzers. Oh my God. Let's do it. Okay.
Seltzers.
Yeah. So I'm just going off, but I like, it is important to feel, and everybody's feeling differently. Some people, some of my friends are like, oh, I'm like, it's not that bad. You know, I like cozying up and being home, whatever. Or if you have a significant other, I guess it's not that big of a deal. But some of us, I'm thrown out of my total normal routine. You know, you too.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You too. It's, you have so to come strange. Home. Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah, I really envy people that are quarantining with their boyfriend right now. I can't even lie. Or some people stayed in quarantine with their roommates. Probably not the, you know, worst idea ever. I mean, Delaney and I didn't want to do that because we're both really close with our families and everything. Yeah. But for some people, I think it's honestly the move.
Definitely. And I do see a lot of people that did that. And it probably brings you some sense of normalcy, at least. Like, I'm so, mm-hmm. I'm not in my apartment. I'm not in, like, the city that I'm normally in. So it's, like, weird for me at this time. But not to say that it's not weird for my mom, my dad, or my brother too. And they, you know, they're allowed to be out of their routines too. Everybody is.
I know. I give so much props to obviously so many people, but in specific right now, like our parents, like all of our mm-hmm. parents are working so hard to keep normalcy, to keep, you know, my mom and her boyfriend and my dad and everyone have been trying so hard to, like, make sure we all have meals and, like, we're cooking and we're all, like, doing things. Like, I really, like, grocery runs. I mean, there's so much that all of our families are going through. And, like, I think it's so important to, like, you know, be a team player in your family right now. I've been trying to help more with, like, anything in the house. Like, if I see fit, I'm sure you have too. Like, it's a team effort right now.
Definitely. I think, yeah, that's actually what my parents said the first day that I got home. They were like, this is a team effort. You know, if you're going to the grocery store, you need to ask everybody, like, if they need anything, because mm-hmm. we're trying to limit time so we have to leave the house. Or if you're, if someone's doing laundry, like, offer to do somebody else's. Like, it's just kind of picking up the slack, like, where you can. And I really like that. And I'm very thankful for my family. I know I'm, like, complaining, but I think it's just, it's like a pressurized environment too. Is pressurized a word? But it is, because it's like everyone's home. You're forced to be home. You have no option. And when you only see the same three faces, like I said, it's a lot.
Oh, I've been roasted. I love my mom. Love Peace with Michelle. I've been roasting her all day. She's like, give me a break. I'm like, I'm just noticing all your quirks today. And it's funny. Like, I'm not being mean, but, like, I'm just, like, noticing these funny little things that she does. And it's just been fun. But it's also because I've been with her so much. But, you know, we'll never hopefully have a time like this again where we get to be with our family so much, especially at our ages. Like, true. Holy crap. The fact that we get to, like, basically just be kids again and be at home, for some of us at least, is low-key a blessing and kind of cool. So just, you know, trying to take advantage of it as much as we can.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, actually. Even for all of those people who are maybe going to college next year, like, my brother's going to college next year, like, he's spending more time
home. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that actually is true. So it's, yeah, you have to see it as a good thing and see it as a time. I know that this is kind of controversial. Some people, like, are, like, seeing it as a time of rest, and some people are, you know, it's kind of controversial because obviously I'm sure some people are out of work. So that's a really stressful experience, mm-hmm. but, like, you have to see it for, like, the blessings that it is. More time to focus on something else, maybe a side project or something. I've been seeing that a lot too. People are, you know, starting things out of their house or whatever.
I'm loving it. And, like, on that note, Brooke and I have talked about this for, like, years, literally forever, but now's the time. I mean, you have no excuse to not start something. If it has to do with anything online, mm-hmm. anything you could do from your house that you've been putting off, I'm not taking excuses right now. You got time, honey girl. Especially for the people that want to start a YouTube channel, now's the time. Now's the time.
Or a podcast or anything social media. You're so right, because you have nothing but time, and this is the perfect mm-hmm. time to, like, pick up any, like, hobby or anything too, obviously, like, things that you could do in the house. But I've always wanted to learn how to DJ. Should I try?
Mm-hmm. Make me some remixes for my spin class.
Oh, can you imagine? And you were like, and this remix is by the co-host of my podcast,
DJ B Mick.
That would be so funny. But okay, on that note, should we talk about some highlights? We're not going to do lowlights this week because, I mean, I think it's pretty evident what the...
Yeah, we decided probably for the next few weeks we're not going to be doing lowlights because the world's got a big low light right now. And honestly, I'm just tired of complaining. I'm tired of being sad. And this podcast, we want positive vibes only. So we're going to be just doing highlights, but still roll that jingle.
Hey. All right.
All right, Brooke, what you got for me? Give me something positive.
Yeah, my highlight, you could also have categorized this under favorite, but I have something else for favorite, is that I've been playing a lot of video games. And I will say it's
catch
not,
Brooke on Twitch.
I looked into it, but I don't think I'm ready to commit yet. I have to get like all the equipment for it and like a specific card, but I have been playing my...
Oh my God, you looked into it.
Well, not even for streaming, but like if I wanted to put a clip in a video or something of me playing, like just a screen record. But it's a process though. It's kind of complicated. So
yeah.
I would consider though. I think it would be a fun, cool hobby. Like
totally. Now's the time.
I'm getting into gaming. So Animal Crossing came out this week, which I know this is like a very niche-y topic, I guess, like video games, but I have a Nintendo Switch and Animal Crossing came out. I was waiting for it and it's a really fun game. It's hard to explain. I saw this tweet that was like, you literally can't explain the object of the game. It's like you do a bunch of different things. Like
you just live.
It's yes. Okay. You just vibe. That's what it said.
Yeah.
It
was like,
it's very cool. I definitely enjoy it. I've been playing Sims too and it just makes me feel not like, I don't want to say like a kid again, but it's like bringing back like that youthful vibe and I'm at home and stuff. So I've been like trying to like feel that element of like nostalgia. And I know Animal Crossing does bring like a lot of people joy. It's like such a weird video game, like weird thing that a video game could bring you so much joy, but it is attached to so much joy for so many people. And I think a lot of video games are, which is random. And I haven't been into video games for years and years just because, you know, I was in college and I was working. So it's like, I never really had the time for it, but it's been a fun thing to mess around with, and I waited for it to come out for a while. So,
oh, totally. It's very exciting. Perfect timing. I'm about to pull out my Nintendo DS. I had the DSi, like the blue one.
Yeah.
I have Nintendogs and Animal Crossing. I love playing it on the DS.
Yes. I'm so excited. That's when I originally played it on, and then I knew that it was coming out for the Switch. It's really fun. A lot of people are asking if the Switch is worth it. I know it's expensive too. So I think if you're just like going to impulse order it, like probably don't. But if you really thought about it and there's like certain games that you'd want to play, watch them. Like, that's what I've been doing too. I watch like gameplay videos on YouTube of the game before I buy it, which I know that's
smart.
Like, yeah, but then you could see if you'd want to play it or not. So
yeah, no, for sure.
That's what I do. Take your time to do your research at this time. It's been nice, like, not just like impulsively ordering things. I'm like, actually, you have time to research. And like,
no, it's so true. Like, I've been Googling so much today. I actually tweeted like my most recent Google searches. I loved it. I loved yours. I have to ask, why did you search Brie? Like, you just
wanted
to
make sure. Okay, you know when it's like a really obvious word, but like you want to make sure you spelled it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was that because I named my island on Animal Crossing Brie.
Mm.
You only had 10 characters. 10 characters is not a lot.
That's not enough.
I know. I was going to do Michio Cove or something, and that there wasn't enough room for that. Michio Mob, I guess I could have.
Michio Mountain. Never gets old.
That's funny. But it's been nice, like a little youthful element. Like I said, it's been. I find that I tend to do this a lot when I start playing video games. Like, I go into these cycles where I lose productivity in terms of the work side, and I definitely have noticed that. But at the same time, I'm being forgiving with myself because
yes,
it's enjoyable. And it just came out. So, and I've been waiting for months. So,
totally fair. I was going to say something about all that, and I just. It slipped. Okay, yeah, we'll just go into my highlight. My highlight is I've taken up bike riding pretty seriously, and it's helped a lot just with, like, I miss spin so much, you guys. Like, I'm very close. Guys, okay, last night, fun fact, so close to buying a Peloton. I was just like, you know what? Forget it. I'm getting it. My whole family benefit from it. Back ordered for like 4 weeks. I'm like, oh my God. So,
4 weeks until it would even ship. So that's kind of pretty back ordered.
Well, no, it was like, okay, it wasn't backordered, but it was like, you probably won't get it for like 3 to 4 weeks. And I was just like, eh, what if like things are different in a month? I don't know. Like, I want it now. I'm a very instant person, really bad. So that got shut down. Anyways, updates to come. I'm still looking at like regular spin bikes and just like doing my own classes. I don't really know because I have spin shoes here. So anyways, yesterday my mom was like, do you want to go for a bike ride? And I was like, sure, yeah. And I didn't really know what I was like getting myself into. We ended up doing it was an 8-mile bike ride, and it was like up and down. The beaches are closed, but you can still like go on the trails right now, like that's completely okay here. And oh my gosh, we like went over like this really tall bridge. Like it was such a good workout though, and I got like a tan. Fun. It was so fun, and like I did it with my mom, and it was just like, I don't know. And then I went for another bike ride again this morning, and it's just been like really nice. And it's been, I don't know, I've been really just being outside a lot, and it's so fun.
Yeah, you're a big outdoorsy gal.
I know. I feel so bad that it's so cold up there.
Yeah, it's going to get, hopefully the weather will break soon. And honestly, in a way, I would rather all of this happen when the weather isn't great up here, because hopefully in a few weeks when this is cleared up, you know, I'm looking on the bright side.
Yes, love that. Love the positivity.
It's true though, because if it was actually so beautiful and then I couldn't see my friends and like go out and stuff.
That's true. I don't even know
what our friends. I tweeted like at Margo. I was like, day 7 of quarantine, like what are friends? Because I'm like,
I know. I saw my friends from home once when we all first came back, and now we're kind of all just like, we should stay home. And it's been weird. It's like so weird. I'm like, Caitlin's literally like so close and I just can't see her. So it just stinks right now. But
it does, but it,
we're
hopefully
all doing the same thing.
The concept. Yeah. That's another thing that I was saying. I know you said the FOMO thing, but yeah. I actually am feeling reverse FOMO because I feel like everyone's home and like cozied up in their house and like everyone's posting all of the movies and TV shows and stuff that they're watching. I don't feel motivated from other people to get work done, which I know this sounds so like reverse crazy, but because everybody else isn't being productive either, it's making me want to be less productive. Versus in day-to-day life, I look at your stories. I'm like, I know you do it for me too. Like, oh, Danielle's up and grinding. Like, she already worked out today. She's getting after it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 7 o'clock, let's rise and shine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, yeah, that's so true.
Versus in this time, I feel like you go on and it's like everyone's like, oh, you know, I haven't changed in a few days, and it's fine,
and you're
it's
like cool. Yeah, same.
Yeah. Haven't moved from this spot in 12 hours, and it's like, oh, same. And it's like that angle versus the normalcy of life, where I feel like so many people I follow, I'm inspired by their lifestyle and inspired by their work ethic and things of that sort. So that, I think that's also contributing, which is weird.
Oh, yes.
Important that is.
Social media has been so interesting right now. Like I have been inspired by how people are taking advantage of being home, like spring cleaning or just wearing cute loungewear sets like you did, or game nights with the family. It's been, I don't know. I've been really just, I know we're kind of like on different vibes right now, but I've been like so motivated by it all, and like not like to do things, but just like you said, it's comforting to know that we're kind of like all just, you know, making the best of what we can. And I said this in my video, and maybe I said this in last week's episode, but it's kind of nice. Like we're all kind of just taking a big pause. Like we're doing this for a big precaution. And unfortunately, you know, thousands of people are dying and getting sick because of this. And I'm not saying that that is a good thing by any means. However, for us to have peace with it and to keep saying through all this, just remind yourself, like, this is such a big pause for you in this like crazy life we have. And like, you literally have no excuses. Like you have to relax.
Yeah, I get that. I think I took it to a little too extreme, so I need to refine my motivation and just,
hey,
yeah.
You've got time.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it is the space thing. I really do need to do a deep clean in my childhood room, because you don't realize how important like your desk space and like under the bed. Like I look at my room and I'm like,
the dust it's funny.
But yeah, I've just been feeling like I need to do a deep clean. So that's inspiring that you're doing that. You're documenting the whole process.
Yes, I am. However, for right now, I don't really know if you have any insight on this, but my mom and I kind of decided like not to bring it anywhere right now. Like, I mean, you're not really supposed to be going anywhere anyway. So I'm just like putting all these clothes and stuff in like our downstairs storage area, because I don't really know. Like I feel like people are in need of like stuff right now, but I also like don't really know how that works. Like, are people still doing Poshmark right now? Like, what's the like protocol on that?
I have been seeing people post about their Poshmarks and everything. I actually did wonder that too. I got in just at the nick, personal anecdote, I got in at the nick of time to Buffalo Exchange right before all the craziness happened.
Oh, yeah. that's so true.
So I don't feel guilty now online shopping, which is cool. But at the same time, I've heard mixed things about online shopping. I've heard, you know, people are like, how much longer is online going to last? Like, but I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm not educated enough on that. So I'm just going to keep ordering and then hopefully it shows up. I'm going to cross my fingers and say thank you to my UPS man. Because
oh my gosh. Every time I see them, I literally smile and wave so hard. I'm just like, I love you. Like, thank you. So now we're going to get into our current favorite.
Hit it.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself one of my favorite things.
So Brooke, what have you been loving right now? I'm dying to know.
Very, very random. I know that we've talked about our love for TikTok and stuff like that, but specifically what I've been really liking, especially after watching a lot of news or, you know, more heavy stuff, what my family and I have been doing is watching. We'll pull up on YouTube on the TV. We pull up TikTok. You just search in funny TikTok compilation.
Oh, I've done that before. So fun.
So fun. And they're just like 20 minute long. My brother also introduced me to this one. I personally wouldn't watch it. Like, I only watch stuff like this if I'm in a group environment. It's kind of like stand-up comedy. Like, I only like watching that stuff if I'm
you said that.
but this is called Fail Army. I've never heard of it, but it's just like stupid videos of people falling and like doing most epic fails, which normally I'm not into that, but if you're in a laughy mood and you're like with people that you're just laughing, so it's really good. We watched like a pretty heavy little session of news the other night, and then we watched like hours of Fail Army and TikTok compilations as a family, and we were like literally peeing our pants. It was so fun. So I think anything to, you know, get your mind off things. And for some people, that's watching vlogs or watching Netflix, but that's just like been an escape. Laughing always makes me feel better. So
I love to laugh. I know you do.
Yeah. You have to make sure if you type in TikTok compilation though that you do funny, because at first we didn't, and it came up with like dances and stuff, and like my dad was like, what is that, you know, like it's
oh my gosh. I don't know if I don't think I sent it to you, because I was like, Danielle, chill, because I send you things like every 5 seconds. There, I shouldn't have held myself back, but there was, you might have seen it, there's a chance you've seen it, the really funny TikTok of this guy like showing like a sign language person on the news.
Yeah.
And he was like, she's doing TikTok dances.
Oh my god.
Because she's like, yeah, because guys, I was not okay. I showed my mom, like, I was dying.
That's very funny.
TikTok, Twitter, the internet is so funny right now.
It is. The memes are really fire. I know. I'm thankful that we can make comedy, light of a dark situation in a way.
Totally.
And it's been fun to get my mind off of things that way. I love laughing in a group environment too. Like, I'm not one really to sit in. I mean, I could sit in bed and watch TikToks by myself. Hell yeah. But at the same time, it's so much funnier to like share the laugh.
Share the laugh. I completely agree. So my favorite is something I literally am so obsessed. I'm so obsessed. It is the Dyson Airwrap, you guys. Holy crap.
I think
my favorite a couple weeks ago, or I don't really know, or maybe I think it was on the podcast, was the Revlon like airbrush. And I bought that because I wanted to see if I liked it enough to like potentially get the Dyson Airwrap one day, because the Dyson Airwrap is like 10 times the price of the Revlon. I'm not even going to lie. And I love the Revlon one. It only has like one thing where you just like blow out your hair. So I got the Dyson Airwrap. Basically, it has a ton of different settings. It has like a little, because I have the Dyson blow dryer and I love it. So it has like an attachment for it to be a blow dryer, which is so cool. It's like a mini one. It has two attachments for like, or like four attachments for curled hair. And then one or two like round brushes to do like a blowout, whatever. Oh my God, you guys, the ones that curl your hair legit take like, okay, usually when I curl my hair, I have to, you know, straighten it and then curl it. I literally wrap damp hair around this thing and it comes out as a curl dry.
You're
going to have to get it. Like, you might have to get it soon. I mean, not right now. There's no like reason, but like I've been playing around with it. I literally low-key never need to go to dry bar again. I mean, I'm gonna when all this stuff ends, but like I really don't, but it looks so good.
I noticed,
like, I didn't do that, and I didn't put any hairspray in or anything, and it's so much better for your hair. I can't say enough things. I'm obsessed.
Go off. Wow.
Not sponsored. I'm just obsessed.
Yeah. You're selling me on it. See, this is from Ariana, our friend who works at DKC, which is a PR firm, and she texted both of us and was like, what, you know, from Dyson, what would you like, basically. And
yeah,
I know, she's the best. She's probably listening. She's definitely listening, actually. Love you, Ariana. I just got the regular blow dryer and I really, really like it, but I feel like you're speaking like to that next level of passion.
So. You need the blow dryer first. You need it. Like, I have the blow dryer. Like, I love the blow dryer. It's so fast, but you need the air wrap now too.
Oh, okay. You see, I'm definitely a really big fan of it. I think it's, I mean, it gets the job done. Let's in a fast amount of time. I have a problem with, I don't like really loud noise, especially from a blow dryer. That's why I just never really blow dry my hair in general. Like, I would rather,
I know what you mean.
It's very, like, it's just a lot. You can't listen to a podcast. You can't watch YouTube while you do it. You just got to sit there and blow dry your hair. And I'm a multitasker.
You love entertainment while you get ready. Oh,
you know
God.
It. Yeah. Whenever we travel together, you guys, I'm like, Danielle, you okay for this podcast? Like, because
I'm like, Brooke takes a 5-minute shower. She plays a podcast. Like, there is if I take a quick shower, if I'm just showering off, like, I am not going to play something. But that's just how she
goes. The memes of the, like, got to take a shower. And it's like queuing up the playlist, like the DJ setup of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
I love that.
But yeah, and normally I'm not a big fan of the blow drying, and it is definitely, it's so expensive, but it's like the whole concept is that it's Dyson and it's like the best of the best. And it really is. I'm sold on the idea that it is.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to talk about it, because I have talked about the Revlon one and I thought it was great, but there really is a significant difference. Like, now that I've used both, like,
really
big difference. Yeah. But also the Revlon one didn't have this like curling your hair attachment. It just had like the round brush. I haven't tried the round brush.
Oh, I've tried the round brush one. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've tried that. It's like that, but, mine, like the Dyson one has like a barrel, but it like blows out air. It's so freaking cool. Wow, technology.
Because I know Gretchen uses the round brush one to like blow dry her hair with the brush. I personally don't like my hair looking like that, but I think that's all personal preference. Like, I'm not a big fan of the like rounded edges in look on me.
Oh yeah, when we go to, you get like straight.
I either get straight or like curls. There's really no, yeah. I don't want it like bent towards my face, because then I feel like I'm like, I don't know. It's all personal preference how you like it.
Meanwhile, I'm like, please, like, go the heck in, like, bend in.
No, you do. You actually get like the two pieces like in front of your face, like very like perfectly. I'm like doing the hand motion too.
I love it. Well, so those are our favorites right now. Now we decided, so when we used to do the Happening, we would do like a Motivation Monday. We'd give you guys some sort of quote, and I really liked that. So we're going to add that in for a little bit now too. What do you think, Brooke?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the move for now. And just obviously take them lightly. It's not anything too, it's just something to get your mind off things, I think. And if you guys want to share
just
quotes that you guys like, throw them in the Facebook group or on our recent posts and stuff. The Instagram has been crushing it. If you want some positive inspo.
Yes, for sure. Emma, shout out. She helps us with all of our social media and she kills it. She comes up with all these really cute ideas. Also, speaking of Emma and social media and designs, she designed a new sticker pack, and we haven't promoted it that much. Brooke and I are obsessed, guys. There's one that says don't text, one that says gals on the go, and a cheese board. Oh my God, I have it on my computer. It is so cute.
They're so cute. They look like the stickers that people have on their laptops in college. If you're in college in like those lecture halls, I notice like there's always those girls that have like the coolest stickers on their laptop. Yeah. These are them.
Be the cool girl. Please. And get your own sticker pack. shop.podcast1.com/gals. They're so cute. I think it's $10, right, for the pack?
Yeah, it is. And
they're really nice.
We also, I think we do have some Don't Text crops left. You guys crushed it with the nude hoodie. And people are like, when's it coming back? Give it some time. It will probably eventually. But we're working on other stuff too. So
yeah, we're working on stuff to lounge in as like the weather gets a little bit warmer. So just be on the lookout, because I'm so excited.
Me too. So there are some positives. And if you want to see all of our free content and stuff like that, you can follow our Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast. And I have one of the backgrounds on my phone right now. I don't know if you even
which
know that.
One?
I have the one that says what's coming is better than what's gone. And let me tell you, that has rang true for me in more ways than one this month. It is so true. It's like actually shockingly true. So maybe I manifested that in. So set your background to something positive.
I love that for you. Okay, so what is your favorite quote right now or something that you came across?
Yeah, so this was on Pinterest, and this one just says, train your mind and heart to see the good in everything. There's always something to be grateful for. And it's more like the second part of like, there's always something to be grateful for. And I know we just talked about it with all of this horrible, horrible stuff in the world. And just genuinely, it's scary. Let's face the facts. It's scary.
Totally.
But there's always something to be grateful for. So, you know, your family, you have a home, you have a roof over your head, you have people that love and care about you, because everyone has someone that loves and cares about them in their life. There's an ounce of good in everything. So, and I know it's not the best situation right now for everyone, but if you could find something to be thankful for in the midst of all this darkness, try to.
I absolutely love that. I think that's so true. Someone in a spin class one time said, like, as long as you have one person in your corner, you can conquer the world. And I was like, I love that. Everyone's got one person. I love that.
And call them if you're not with them. And I trust me, you guys, I get it. Like, most of us aren't isolated, you know, with our besties. And it might be tough for you right now, but give someone a call. Reach out, because I'm trying my best to reach out to all my friends right now, but it's hard.
I know. It's really – are a lot of your friends from home – back home or not yet still? Are they, like, in wherever they live now?
Yeah. My friends who are on Long Island are on Long Island. I haven't seen them because, you know, I came home to quarantine. So I didn't see – I haven't seen any of them keeping up over text and everything. And then a lot of my friends in Boston are all home pretty much, like, home to their respective homes. So, like, I feel like many people are, because these companies, it's kind of like work from home indefinitely at this point. Until things get better.
So crazy. But it's good. I mean, especially if you have like a job that just involves like computers, like you really don't need to be in the office. So it's completely fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about you? Any positive words?
Yes. I found this quote a couple days ago on Pinterest. You guys know I love Pinterest. I get so much motivation there. And I loved this quote. It says, let July be July. Let August be August. You can, you know, add whatever months and you want, and let yourself just be even in the uncertainty. You don't have to fix everything. You don't have to solve everything, and you can still find peace and grow in the wilds of changing things.
Oh my gosh.
Like chills, right?
That's really good, because you could plug in the months, whatever. So like March and April, because I guess.
That's what I should have done.
Whatever. No, but it's so, I really like the message there. You just have to, what was the last line? You have to repeat it for me.
And you can still find peace and grow in the wild of changing things. And it's true, because I hate change. I'm sure Brooke doesn't love change. Like,
yeah, I don't.
It is such, it's so important to just find peace in the uncertain right now. And just like, as things are changing, as things are, you know, we're having to take, you know, more precautions, just let each day be each day. Let, like, I really loved the first two lines. Like, so let's say, let March be March, let April be April, because it's all, we're all like, oh, like, when is it going to be normal again? Like, will it be next month? Will it be in 2 months? You know, just let this month be this month. Let next month be next month. Focus on staying home, doing whatever, and just finding the calm in all of this craziness.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing right now. And that's my biggest stressor right now, is the future and plans. And we'll get into that. I'm sure there were tons of questions about that in this episode, but you can't. I can't even predict what's going to happen tomorrow, you guys. I don't know. Like,
it's so crazy. Like, the only thing I like know for certain is that Brooke and I can record. I'm like, that's all I know right now.
Cause
I'm like, Brooke and I can record. You know, that's great. I'm thankful that we're able to do this without, you know, not having to see each other or whatever. But that's like the only thing I got for certain right now, fam.
And that you could post some YouTube videos to hopefully make people smile.
Totally. Okay, so now we're going to do a Q&A for this episode. We just thought it would be like a good time. So we just asked you guys questions on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram, and we're just going to answer them. And we're really excited to just connect with you guys and catch up.
Yeah, so we throw it on the story. So if you guys want to take part in the next one, follow us. And there were a lot of questions that were like repeating. So that's when you know that you should.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Okay. Yeah, we definitely try to do that as much as possible. All right, let's get into the questions.
All right. So one of the most frequently asked ones was about our new daily routine through all this craziness. And I feel like you're a little more structured than me, so I'll let
you take this. I'm really not. I mean, the only thing that I know for sure, and I don't know, maybe I feel like you've probably been doing this too, every morning to keep some sort of normalcy, I wake up, I make some coffee. just has to happen. Mm-hmm. It puts me in a good mood. I've been waking up, making coffee, sitting with my family on the couch, or really I've just been like sitting on the back porch. I'm just kind of soaking in the day and slowly starting to get on technology and stuff and like see what's up. I try not to right away, but it's just impossible. So yeah, drinking coffee. What about you? Is that what you do when you first wake up?
Yeah. Yeah. I wake up. I don't have any set time. I will say I've been letting myself slip a little
bit. Me neither.
Yeah. What do you shoot? Do you shoot for any time or you just do no alarm?
I don't do an alarm. I don't remember the last time I've been able to do this where I literally don't put an alarm on. Like even when I'm on vacation, I feel like you have to put an alarm on. So I've been kind of enjoying just waking up whenever, unless there's something I need to do.
Definitely. I've been trying to, I set my alarm for 8, but usually I snooze, which I know isn't the best pattern to get into. Let myself wake up.
So you have been setting an alarm.
I have been, just so that I don't sleep in crazy. Yeah. But I usually do end up snoozing it, but I try to get up, you know, before get out of bed before 9, I will say. That's okay. Like that's pushing
it. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's great. I slept until like 9:30 today. Look at you, sis.
Well, the weekends don't count. The weekends.
okay.
And this is a weekend when we're recording this. Anyways, and then I go downstairs. I've actually been just doing iced coffee because it makes me feel a little normal too. So I just got like a jug of iced coffee at the store, and then I do a little almond milk in it. I usually wait to eat breakfast. I've been actually waiting to, I know you're a big breakfast person. I usually wait to eat until I'm hungry. And
obviously.
The one thing that I've been really trying to do is just make a simple list of things, non-negotiables that I have to do. Like today's non-negotiable, we had to record the podcast. I wanted to, of course, but for example, and then maybe tomorrow's will be at workout. It could be the most simple workout ever, but I want to move my body or work out in some regard. And then the next day might be post a video, you know? So try to like set those non-negotiables, and it could be more than one. Usually in my regular life, I do 3 non-negotiables every day, but I think in this time we could all be a little more forgiving with ourselves if you could afford to be. That's what I do. And it depends.
I like that a lot.
Thanks.
I like that a lot. A little non-negotiable. I should do that. I can't lie. I haven't figured out my at-home workout yet. So other than like going for bike rides, I've been kind of doing, my mom and I kind of made a pact. Like we're going to do something active every day, even if it's just like swimming or
that's
like
good.
Tomorrow she's going to do a yoga class for me. And we're actually going to set up a Facebook Live.
Oh my God.
Do it for her students. Yeah. So I'm helping her with that. She actually just made a YouTube channel too called Peaceful Michelle.
Wait, what? This is like,
yeah, but like no, it's nothing's on it right now. She just like is trying to figure out a way to like get to her students still and like to other people, more people. I don't know, we might do something for my channel, like a little yoga something. But yeah, I've been waking up, having my slow morning, whatever, and then either bike riding or yoga or stretching even. And then I've been like coming in my room doing like any YouTube things, editing, or if I want to film a video today, like deciding what I want to do. And then I like feel bad saying this, but I'm pretty much just like going outside and tanning or like being outside in the backyards for some regard for at least like an hour or two. Sometimes learning TikTok dances a lot of times.
You're killing it on TikTok. You really are.
And then it's been fun. And yeah, that's been pretty much it. It's just like, it's been really fun. I don't know about you to like, just like see where the day takes you, you know? Like mm-hmm. Yesterday I made a cup of coffee at 7:00. I didn't even know that. And I was filming a video. I was like, yeah, I'm just drinking a latte. I know it's 7:00.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I had no idea, like no sense of time right now.
Yeah. I think that the world's in like a weird state with time and it's like so days. Weird. I know it's like it's technically the weekend right now. It doesn't feel like the weekend. It's, mm-mm. The Weeknd's new album, though, does feel like The Weeknd. Did you listen to that? It's really good. It's good. It's vibey. In your feels. Yeah, there's been some good new music lately, which has been, you said, you make playlists and stuff in the last episode.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but yes, it's in the works.
It's on your list. Yeah.
It's on my list.
And I think it's okay to realize that not every day is the same. And I totally agree. Like, I love the idea of routine, but I think routine doesn't have to mean, did you see that thing on Twitter? It's like my daily quarantine routine. It was like this absurd, super strict schedule. And it's like, you know, from 2 to 2:30. Yeah. And it's, I mean, for me, that's just not how I live my life. But I think that having a morning ritual or a workout ritual, I've been doing Instagram workouts. I really like Callie Fuller's fit ones, not because I told you, Danielle, yesterday, like it's cool. Cause if I want to do abs, I could do abs. If I want to do arms, I could do arms. So
yeah,
she's really good workouts. and she's a gal on the go. She's probably listening to this right now, which is cool.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I didn't know that. Wait, yeah, I'm she so is. Honored.
Yeah, I know. That's so cool. I love it when you guys like have your little businesses and you reach out to us. It's so cool. Yeah. And I think that's my routine.
Nothing yeah. Crazy. I mean, you know, since this is going to be lasting for a little bit, maybe if we start to develop more routines, we could do a whole episode like talking about our routines more in depth. But for now, we don't.
Definitely.
Brooke, yeah. I think we need to address this question.
I think we do too.
So many people have been asking us what don't text means. And Brooke, I think you need to take it away because Brooke's been the pioneer of this.
I have it pulled up right now in Urban Dictionary because I go to Urban.
Oh, okay.
I still use Urban Dictionary when I hear the street slang.
Every now and then, yeah. Yeah.
If it's something like, you know, super young and hip. Okay, so this one says dramatic follow-up to a statement, description, or event. And then the example is Panera ran out of bread bowls. Don't text. DNTTXT is how you do don't text if you don't know. This is our merch. And I actually like that definition of it. But Danielle and I also use it in another way. We use it in a very sarcastic, lighthearted tone of voice. It's always in a joking manner. It's not to be taken super seriously. And the way that I like to use it is I don't really use it as a dramatic follow-up. I use it more as like a joking manner, like occupied with something. So like
busy.
Yes. Yeah. In a lighthearted way, not in like a busy culture. Like, no, it's just in like a Danielle tanning. Don't text. That's a perfect example of using it. Just super lighthearted. Like, oh my gosh.
Or even like don't text watching Netflix.
Perfect. Brilliant. Yes.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Never been done before. Spectacular.
Oh my God.
But actually though, it's very lighthearted. I think you could use it in a variety of different ways. People, you know, I've seen people make their Instagram caption like back when college was a thing. No, big little reveal, don't text. It could be something so stupid like it doesn't actually have, you could put don't text truly behind anything. And a lot of people ask about it. So that's what our merch means. It's just we thought of the merch. The merch kind of came about because Danielle and I started saying it a lot and using it in our vocab. And then I feel like someone suggested, you know, do don't text merch. And now it's really all of our merch is basically don't text.
It's the ones that I pull for more for sure. Like I like the gals and the goes stuff and I like our newer designs. But I definitely pull for the don't text stuff the most. And
I have my beanie right here. I'm showing Danielle the beanie.
So cute.
Right next to me. I know. Yeah. I love our don't text. It is. And I think it should be taken lighthearted and funny. It's not super serious. It's not in a mean way. Like it's never supposed to be in a, and it's in a joking way. Don't text. It's like, actually, you could always text me. Yeah. Like, let's be realistic. You probably should text me because my phone's dry. But like, you know, that's me at least, not Danielle.
Yeah, right now it's a little different, but it's been totally fun just like saying don't text, like social distancing, don't text. Like it's just funny and it's fun and it hasn't gotten old yet, so we're gonna keep going with it.
Yeah, we'll keep going until we run the joke into the ground. We'll keep making merch. Thanks, guys.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Incredible. A lot of you guys asked us to say like more, because I think you guys really enjoyed when we do like funny stories and stuff like that for Grease and everything. We'll put together some greatest hits of like memories or something.
Greatest hits. The Grease trip was so funny. I was like, when I saw that question, I was trying to think of something funny. The only thing I could think of like right off the bat was sea legs. Because we kept taking all these ferries and everyone was like, okay, who's, you know, seasick, like who needs medicine? And it was always like, oh my god, I've got sea legs from the ferry.
It was just tons of inside jokes. That was a fun trip, but we've had several fun trips of like funny memories. And
when I thought I saw a ghost in the room for like
Danielle does this thing where she gets freaked out very easily. You're a very like jumpy person, kind of, when it comes that's a good
even
way of describing
like,
you.
Yesterday when we were on, Brooke and I did a dual Instagram live. We have to do that again. People
it was
that.
So fun. It was like a FaceTime. It was so fun.
It was so fun. And Brooke was like I interrupted Brooke so hard. She was like telling a story and I was just like looking at myself in the camera and I like noticed a really bad tan line that I didn't see yet. And I go, oh, and everyone got so scared. I'm very jumpy. It was so dramatic. It just like happened.
You get very frightened. I feel like I get scared yes. too, but then I get scared more so when other people get scared. I'm like a baby. Cause you know, when a baby like freaks out and you're not supposed to be like, act like you're scared. Cause then they cry because they go off of your reaction. I don't know yeah. if you know this. No, it really, that's a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, or like when a little kid's like playing on the playground and they fall and they hurt their leg. Mm-hmm. But like if you smile and be like, it's okay, then they'll like smile and pretend it's okay too. Like,
it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like that too. So then you act like you're scared and then I get scared. I'm like, what? What is it? Like,
you do. You go, what?
And we freak each other out. I also don't like being just in general when Danielle will text me out of the blue. Like, I don't like it when Danielle will text me, Brooke, dot. I'm like, what did I do? What did I do wrong? Like, what?
Brooke, you did that today. You
I know I did.
Me.
I know.
I was in a CVS picking up a prescription, and Brooke and I are about to corner, and Brooke texts me, Danielle. And I'm like, oh my God, like, she has corona. Like, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to joke, but I got so nervous. No,
you're like,
and then
like
it was
the
no
worst case scenario. And it was like something just like, I just had like, yeah, something stupid. Yeah.
Something so stupid. Anyway.
Anyways, but actually I don't like that. I get my heart rate up. So I think we're both.
Yeah, you did.
You're more of like a skittish person, I think, than I am, but I play off of it when you start with me. So
yeah, cause you are kind of jumpy. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Now that I think like, but it's based off me. Like if I say like Brooke behind, like,
I know. Yeah. When you would be like, don't look now. Like there's, yeah. If you do like one of those things, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I was staying with Brooke at her apartment. There was this noise I kept hearing.
Oh my gosh. Danielle's like brought up this noise that I had never even noticed before. And Danielle's like, well, what's that noise? And I was like, come on.
No, but you were like, Danielle, stop. You're scaring me. Like, I've never noticed this. Like, what is it? Like at first.
I genuinely couldn't pinpoint what it was. I still don't
know. And then I heard the same noise at my apartment building, and our apartment buildings are like owned by the same people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe it's the air conditioning turning.
It definitely
on.
Is. My I know
it's just
my,
this clicking noise.
Yeah, my air conditioning does like a click click on and then like a click click off.
Yeah. That's what it was. But I was spooked. Spooky yeah. season.
You were freaked out and Daniel was freaking me out. You're like that type to bring up noises like I've never noticed and be like, oh, like did you hear that? And I'm like, God dang it, Danielle.
Dang it. You gave me a fright.
Yeah, actually, no. We have plenty of funny memories. We'll do a greatest hits. I was going to say
hits.
Greatest hits. I was going to say more travel to come up, but we genuinely don't know. So, unfortunately.
Bam. No gals on the go right now. Gals on the couch.
Gals sitting right on the couch. Next question is at-home workouts, but I feel like we just said Danielle and I have varying workouts.
Yeah, I think we'll both I don't want to speak for you, but like I'm going to have a better routine in like a week or two. Just give me a sec. Yeah. I'm sure Brooke too. We're both like spin girls, so like not being able to go to workout classes is like definitely a little humbling. So try to figure that one out. Updates to come.
I'm a big class person too. I need a class environment to motivate me. Otherwise, like if you just give me like a plain treadmill and you're like, go, I'm like, what? Do what? Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm so jealous. Like, I mean, you and I both used to do Orange Theory a lot. Orange Theory's been doing like online classes for people because all you need are like weights and stuff.
Oh.
And if you have a treadmill. So I thought that was really cool. Whereas like spin, like you need a bike.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely, I'm so lucky. I have a home gym. So like I really should not be complaining. And I am still working out, but it's different and you got to figure out what works for you. And I think it's all about following a workout program that you like. Like I said, I really like Cali Fuller. I tried to do like Kayla Itsnees. Like she has like a sweat.
Oh, that was hard. Yeah,
it's really hard. The sweat app. Any of those apps are really great and like they're pretty low cost these days because I think they're all just super discounted because everyone knows that everyone's home. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. No, it's smart. It's really smart. Next question. Brooke's moving plan now. Have things changed? Update us.
Update. Well, we just said that plans are really what is a plan? That's, I've never heard of
what
this.
Is a plan. I miss plans.
I know, seriously, because who knows how long all this is going to happen. But if you didn't know, my lease for my current apartment is up in June and I live in Boston. And my plan was to, as soon as that lease is up, move directly to New York. But with all this craziness, who knows how much longer we're going to be in this. So I'm looking now into, and I wouldn't be able to technically extend my lease, but I'd be able to sign a short-term lease in my same apartment. So like maybe I could do a 2 or 3 monther to stay in Boston through the summer. I don't know. Is this going to, the whole concept is, are we still going to be social distancing in May and June? I hope not.
I don't even say that ever.
I'm sorry. But
I'm joking. I know what you mean. It's true. It's
that. You have to think that way. And it's luckily I don't have to make a decision today, but I'm thinking more so because I was looking forward to a few more months in Boston and I finally was getting back in my groove and feeling really good again after a time of being sad and just like ready to move. I was like, you know what? No, like I'm going to make the best of it. And I was feeling really good. And then, you know, crap hits the fan, whatever. So maybe I'll stay in Boston through the summer. That's what I'm leaning more towards, but nothing's signed. Nothing's official. It could change tomorrow. It could not. That's what I'm leaning towards.
I think that's awesome. I like Brooke told me about this yesterday, but I didn't know it was an option. Like at my apartment building, there's no like you can just, you know, have it for a couple more months. So that's awesome that they're giving you that option. And you always said you love Boston in the summer. So
fun and beautiful in the summer. And I'm like, why do I want to rush things? You know, let's say that all of this does go for a few months. Like, I don't want it to be the type of thing where I go to Boston for 1 month and then I have to come back and look at apartments again. Like, that's so rushed. And life is just
so rushed.
I just want to be able to be thankful for my space and my environment. And I haven't been living there, obviously. So I miss it weirdly, which I didn't think I would, but I do. So,
yeah. No, I feel that totally.
But I think it's okay to not have a plan right now, you know?
Yeah, no one should have plans right now, except for phone call plans.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't even imagine, like, genuinely, if my lease was up, like, let's say it was up, like, tomorrow, like, moving to New York right now. Like, how would that even be done? It's impossible.
No. You should not be in New York City right now. No one should, like, unless you live there, like, I wouldn't.
And just moving at this time, like, I shouldn't be doing movers and, like, that. No.
So much. Yeah, no.
So, I'm keeping plans as they are right now. Probably going to not extend my lease, but like re-sign another like short-term lease if that's still an option. That's the goal right now, but that's like as of the last like 2 days, so stay tuned.
Yeah, totally.
All right, now we have another question for Danny.
Oh, so many people have been asking about Ryan and I, and I don't know whether I should be like offended.
No, that's like, a good thing. Like, they care.
Not oh my God, no, I'm so happy people are asking, but the way people are wording things, like, are you and Ryan stay together? Like, yes. Like, that's.
Oh, as if, like, because of all this, you'd break up?
Yeah, like, so many people are like, did you guys stay together? I'm like, I am not letting the coronavirus break us up. Like, what? Absolutely not. Only a couple questions like that. Like, no, not at all. Like, that's. Anyways. So right now, he's at his house in Georgia. I'm at my house in Tampa. I got to see him this past week because I had to go up to Georgia to get my things, and so did he, or like both in Athens or whatever. And saying goodbye to him kind of sucked because I really didn't know the next time I was gonna see him. So yeah, we've been like FaceTiming and talking, and we also don't have a plan. It's kind of hard to have a plan. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that, you know, we'll be able to see each other somehow soon. I really just don't know. I'm optimistic. He's optimistic. We're keeping in touch. And that's kind of the best that we can do right now. And our families are being super supportive and sweet and all that. But I know I'll be back in Athens at some point before May because I'm going to need to get more stuff. And hopefully I'll be allowed to go back. So I'm not like worried. It's just the uncertainty sucks, but I've already cried about it so much that I'm just like, I don't know, we'll see. But we're just been talking every day and
got no tears left to cry.
Literally.
Ariana, where you at?
So yeah, I'm staying optimistic about it. I mean, neither of us, like, we're both just at home, so there's nothing like we're missing from each other. I mean, obviously, like, I wish we like lived in the same town, or you're not even really supposed to be leaving your house. Like, I wish right now I wish he was my roommate, you know, like that would be so fun. But this is just honestly making us grow stronger as a couple, like seriously, because you have to be so much more into communication. And it's been lots of fun. We've been playing like draw something with each other and sending each other songs. And,
wait, that's so fun.
I know. I sent you a request. You have to play me on draw something. It's so fun.
I've been deep in the Animal Crossing hole.
Oh, yeah, true. I got the idea because someone posted in the Gals and Go Facebook, like, anyone want to play draw something? And I was like, I used to be obsessed with that game. I'm not a big gamer, but I loved draw something. So I've been playing.
That sounds fun. I put my also self plug. I put my like Switch friend code in the Facebook group. So if people want to add me.
Ooh. Add I love play- back, it's so fam.
It's fun playing games with people and like honestly like virtual like online play and stuff like that, like it is fun. So draw something, that's fun, a good way to stay in touch.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, I think this has been such a great episode. I'm so happy with it.
Yeah, a little chat catch up. Hopefully we distracted you guys a little bit from what's going on, or at least brought a smile to your face.
Yes,
because I think we're all looking for it to some extent. Let us know what you're doing to stay positive. Comedy.
Totally.
Comedy.
Comedy. I love it.
I know. I'm always in a better mood after we record, so I hope that listening brings a smile to some of your faces.
Yes. Couldn't agree more. We love you guys. Stay positive. Smile right now. 3, 2, 1. Okay. I hope you smiled.
Wash your hands and stay
safe. Wash your hands. Stay at home as much as you can. And yeah, we can do this.
Love you guys. XO. Bye.
Bye. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.